Gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutcherson and Steffen. When you have a dispute with the government, they are the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutcherson and Steffen, call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Coming up, Charlie Kirk is a smart guy. He's not only the host of the noon to three slot on this very radio station, but he is also the founder of Turning Point USA. Smart dude. You'll hear from him. He's got an appearance coming up. Doors will open 6:30 tonight at the Ahern. It's a UNLV kind of event, college campuses, but they can't be on college campuses right now. You'll get a chance to hear from Charlie Kirk coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Just a touch after 531 as we check out our commute home. This afternoon, we're getting some reduced speeds on the 15 at the moment. Both directions, between Owens and Tropicana, you're averaging about 45 as you work your way through there. Congestion on that transition ramp as well. Those leaving Interstate 15 northbound and merging on to 515 eastbound, that 90-degree swing there. Very, very slow on that ramp. Bumper to bumper to 15 westbound at Tenaya. As you try to work your way through the Northern Valley, slow flows on the 515 northbound at Charleston, and you're also plugged up a little bit, 515 southbound at Sunset.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
So far, Kevin Kruger has proved he can do one thing as the head coach of UNLV. That's bring in transfers from Big 12 schools. The latest player to come in is Victor E. Walker. He comes in from Oklahoma, so a lot of familiarity with the Kruger family. We had previously mentioned that Royce Ham Jr. was transferring in from Texas and Jordan McCabe transferring in from West Virginia. All three of those transfers have been officially confirmed by UNLV Athletics. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they knock off the Blues by a 6-1 score yesterday. They're in a 25-10-2. Those two teams play in St. Louis again tomorrow night. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Get Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on great spring essentials, like head-to-toe updates for him and her, 40 to 60% off. Charter Club Damask sheet sets, now 65% off. And the Radley 5-piece sectional, $1,869. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Police officers know it only takes a few seconds of someone texting and driving for things to go terribly wrong. That's why officers are increasing enforcement of texting and driving laws. So put your phone down when driving, or be prepared for the consequences. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this ride home on this Tuesday. If you're looking for something to do tonight, and you're down around the Ahern, 300 West Sahara, I urge you to check out our afternoon host from noon to 3, Charlie Kirk. He is the founder of Turning Point USA. He's the author of The MAGA Doctrine, The Only Ideas That Will Win the Future. He caters to younger viewers, college students. No, and he, I don't know if you've listened to the show. I've become a big fan. But the doors open at 6:30. It's a free event. It's first come, first served. And that's 300 West Sahara. Charlie Kirk is going to be there live with his entourage. It's going to be interesting. In fact, earlier I had a chance to visit with him, and I asked him what he'll be talking about tonight.
You know, but I am going to talk about kind of how we're dealing with an extra constitutional moment where corporations seem to have the muscle in our country to enforce the aims and desires of the Democrat Party. I think that's a really creepy development and something that we need to focus on. I'm talking, of course, about Major League Baseball, Coke, and Delta, and the way they've handled this rather boring and vanilla Georgia voting law, acting as if that Georgia is South Africa, and actually some leading Democrats have called it that way. And I don't think that's even a controversial position. I'm going to make an argument, first analyze it, and then also make an argument that's probably not a good thing, where you have these massive corporations that are basically tasked with transporting people from one city to the other that are now weighing in on these issues like they're Democrat super PACs. And so we're going to explore that. We're going to talk about kind of just the necessity for freedom of speech and how that is disappearing quickly in our country, and kind of criticize lockdowns and how harmful they've been for people. So there'll be a lot there. And then we're going to take some questions and hopefully get some people that see things differently. And then we'll have a fun discussion from there.
And by the way, Charlie Kirk is the founder of Turning Point USA, the author of The MAGA Doctrine, the only ideas that will win the future. And you have, gosh, as far as the eye can see, a college tour that is underway, and this is part of it. But I notice you're at the Ahern and not on campus at UNLV. Is that via the pandemic, or is that?
Yes. Yeah, it is. And we wish we could be on campus and the restrictions, and even some speakers, I don't know UNLV in particular, so I don't want to speak out of turn, but I can tell you it's probably the case, because this is what we dealt with in Kentucky and Missouri and other places. They're not allowing you to actually be on campus. Kentucky let us be at Rupp Arena, which was their basketball arena, but we also are very thankful that the Ahern leadership team was able to open it up and say, come have an event here. You know, we're thrilled to have you. So ideally, we always want to be on campus, but we're still dealing in post-lockdown times.
Do you find, and there are a lot of people that criticize college students today, that they are selfish and they're self-entitled and all of that stuff. Do you find that there's reason for hope for our college students?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I find that most young people have not properly heard the other side, and they're just automatically told to oppose what we believe, and they don't really have good reason for it. And so the opportunity, I really think, is for those of us that believe in America and believe in first principles to just make sure more people can hear our story and why we believe what we believe. We have a distribution of information problem more than anything else. We have a problem getting our word out, mainly because we don't own the media, we don't own the tech companies or the spheres of cultural influence. Because of that, we're always kind of dealing from an ideological minority. But when our ideas are given a fair hearing, we actually win, and which is why they want to suppress our ideas so terribly. And so we're at a point right now where I think that if we're honest with ourselves, there's a lot more upside than downside where we're able to express our viewpoint and our ideas. It can be very frustrating, obviously, when I deal with a student that thinks they've heard it all and they know it all, when in reality they have really no idea what free markets actually are, how they operate, what private property is, what a natural rights doctrine is, none of that. But there's still opportunity there, and I think our events offer a format for those ideas to collide.
Charlie, tell me what's going to fix this problem with Major League Baseball and Coca-Cola and Chase. What is it that's going to get us back to the way it used to be, to where companies, they provided goods and services, and that's it. That's all. No attitude, no moralizing, no nothing. Just give me the product or the service, manufacture, deliver, and that's enough for me. When are we going to get back to that, or will we?
I don't know if we will. I don't know how. I think that the danger is that these companies are not just taking issue with certain laws, they're now involving themselves in penalizing the citizens because of these laws, which is really strange. And then you have the president, Joe Biden, who's basically waging economic warfare against Georgia. And a point that I made today on this station, in this broadcast, I'm going to reiterate it, which is Joe Biden has waged more economic warfare on Georgia than on Iran. That's a really terrible thing when you think about it. There's been more economic damage to the black community in Georgia, thanks to Joe Biden, than to the mullahs in Iran. And so when will we get back to how companies used to be? I don't think we're going back anytime soon. I think we're entering a moment where you'll have car companies that will be conservative and car companies that will be liberal. You'll have search engines that will be conservative and search engines that will be liberal. That's not going to fix itself anytime soon, and I wish it wasn't the case. The companies that do stay non-political are going to succeed and thrive. They're just that worry about their products. But quite honestly, and I've told this to every conservative, I'm not a big fan of boycotts, but if they're going to do it to us, and if we're in a moment right now outside of just regular policy debates, then I'm not going to go out of my way to go buy Coca-Cola. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to go out of my way to go fly Delta. Their arrogance and their stupidity and their attitude towards us. No, I'm going to stand up against that, and I think we all should. So I think that we as conservatives also need to build our own stuff and then raise up, hopefully, a new generation of entrepreneurs where we can have companies that actually just focus on product delivery, not on partisan politics.
Charlie, how did this begin? Can you trace this back? I don't know whether this is like the Chick-fil-A thing where Governor Huckabee kind of turned the guns on the liberals. But can you trace this back to any one event? Or boycotts have been there for as long as I can remember, and I'm getting up there. Can you trace this back, though?
Yeah, I think that it's less about the actual economic boycott and more about the attitude that normalizes this. And part of it is because once Trump got onto the scene, Democrats realized that they had to really embrace Stalin's tactics and play for keeps. That this is no longer just a policy debate. They look at this as a drawn-out, brutal struggle for power. And Democrats have made a decision that they're going to win. And they're going to misrepresent positions. They're going to call us bad names. They're going to prolong this on the terms of their engagement. Conservatives are starting to wake up to this. But largely, I talk to a lot of conservatives and a lot of people that listen to this wonderful radio station, and they say, I don't like it. Can we just get back to, like, that's not the way things are right now, okay? We're in an unprecedented moment that we're either going to win or we're going to lose. And if I had to trace it back to the economic boycotts of it, a lot of this comes from college campuses, this attitude that we can destroy your life and cancel you just because we don't get our way. But this is beyond even the economic boycotts. We're seeing this manifest itself in all sorts of different factions in our country. And so it's either we as conservatives are going to get serious about this, or we're all just going to kind of be governed by 60 companies that fund the top Democrat super PACs and do whatever they ask. I'm not going to accept that state of affairs, and no one should, because these companies don't represent our values anymore.
Chadi Kirk, you hear him noon to 3 right here on this very radio station, and his event is at the Ahern. If you want to know where that is, that's 300 West Sahara, and the doors will open at 6:30. It is first come, first served, and it's absolutely free. I love that, when the price is right. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear Piers Morgan. This is so bizarre. Why he walked off his show. And one of the things that I found really interesting is Piers Morgan. I've never liked him. I didn't like him on CNN, but I almost feel sorry for him now. This is cut number 5. This is Piers Morgan was on with Tucker Carlson last night. Why he walked off his UK TV show and all that money that went with it. Here it is.
Understand that you don't like Meghan Markle. You've made it so clear on the program a number of times. You continue to trash her.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No, no, no.
Sorry. No.
Sorry. Do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, mate, but not my
own. No.
See you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't
this
do this.
Is absolutely diabolical behavior.
So looking back, I'm convinced you're going to see that as a pivot point in your life. You probably already do. Fill in the context around that moment. How did you get to that place? What happened before that moment?
So that was the Tuesday after the Monday show in which we had debated almost in real time the Oprah 90-minute wine-a-thon with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. And that had aired in America several hours before we did on the Monday morning. In truncated form, they took out all the commercials and just let me see it straight before we went on air. So it was like undiluted wine-a-thon. And I watched this thing with mounting unease to start with, incredulity by the end, and a real sense of anger, because it was the most extraordinarily disingenuous smear hit job on the royal family, on the Queen, on the monarchy, and frankly on Britain, my country. And I was not going to have it. I went on air on the Monday morning, and I gave it back with full bells on. And I said quite clearly that I didn't believe anything Meghan Markle was saying. And here we are a month later, Tucker, and frankly, I've had plenty of time to think about this, and I've had plenty of time to analyse all the analysis of what she was saying and what Prince Harry was saying, and I still don't believe what they were saying. And in particular, I don't believe what Meghan Markle said. 17 different claims by the pair of them have now been proven to be either completely untrue or massively exaggerated or unprovable. And I don't understand really why I should have to believe people who are not telling the truth. So that was the context of what happened on the Monday. Because I said I didn't believe Meghan Markle, a huge furore erupted through the day. I was an outrage. I wasn't allowed to have an opinion that I didn't believe what she was saying, even though it was clear to me in real time that things just couldn't be true.
Angry to the point of bawling over.
As I say, I'm not a big Piers Morgan fan, but I'm going to tell you, it took guts to do what he did, and he paid the ultimate price in business. He lost his job. It's sad but true, but he did. When we come back, one of my new heroes, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, was on Fox and Friends this morning. You're not going to believe this. They did a hit job on him on 60 Minutes on Sunday. And this morning, he was on Fox and Friends to talk about it. We'll do that and more on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. A farmer once wanted to capture the wild pigs that were damaging his crops. He started out by putting some corn in a clearing in the forest. The pigs found the corn and came back for more free food, which the farmer continued to put out. He gradually built a pen in the clearing, leaving an opening for a gate. so gradually the pigs were not alarmed. Then one day, when all the pigs were enjoying their free food, the farmer shut the gate, trapping the pigs. There is no such thing as a free lunch. So when politicians start talking about free stuff, be very, very suspicious and start looking for the fence. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
Hello, this is Assemblyman Tom Roberts. I am the Republican Deputy Minority Leader for Southern Nevada. I represent parts of Northwest Las Vegas, including Centennial Hills. Please tune in to the Kevin Walls Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will review the Nevada's 81st legislative session. This will be one of the most critical legislative sessions in Nevada's history as we tackle many of the challenges facing our state today. To learn more about me, go to Roberts4Nevada.com. That's Roberts4Nevada.com.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're going to go to cut 6, and I got to do it quickly. But this is Governor Ron DeSantis of the great state of Florida. They did a hit job on him on 60 Minutes, which was pathetic. But he went on Fox and Friends this morning to explain what happened.
Governor, 60 Minutes, one of the most popular shows in the country, has been for the last 50 years. What are your thoughts when this was the narrative that most of America was seeing?
Well, I think fortunately, Brian, a lot of Americans don't believe corporate media anymore for precisely this reason. Right. They edited out all the key facts. I gave a very detailed 2-minute response at the press conference. They edited out all the facts. You just showed some of the facts. There's even more. I mean, the reason why Palm Beach wanted to do Publix, they have 65 Publix and 90% of their seniors live within a mile and a half. And so we were in a situation where that was very convenient and it made a lot of sense. CBS cut that out. And they acted like we weren't trying to make it widely available. Also, there was no deal with Publix. They're one of the most respected companies in Florida. People love it. It would be malpractice not to use them as a distribution point. But the state never paid them a dime to do any of this. And we also had it in other pharmacies, CVS and Walgreens, from the very beginning. But they were going into the long-term care facilities at the time. So we wanted them to finish that mission. And here's the bottom line. In Palm Beach, we've done over 275,000 seniors that have gotten shots. Statewide, we've done 3.5 million seniors that have gotten shots. So we've done one of the best jobs in the country at protecting our seniors. The results speak for themselves, but they didn't want to tell you that because they know that that'll blow up their narrative.
I thought that was great of Governor Ron DeSantis. They accused him of pay for play. And the fact is, it's just not the case. Publix didn't make one dime off of that. Tomorrow, Mark Hutchison will argue in front of the state Supreme Court. And I'm going to tell you something. This is going to be interesting.